Indeed, this is Fresh Tracks here on KLCC. I'm Eric Allen, and tonight at the Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene, it's the Summer Love Tour of Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion, and as part of the musical part of that show, Sarah Watkins, singer, fiddler, songwriter, ukulele player on occasion, best known for her work in Nickel Creek, but pursuing a solo career while Nickel Creek is on hiatus. We are blessed to have her in the studio live here at KLCC. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Doing great. It's really good to have you here after hearing you on so many records over the years and really appreciating the diverse nature of your songwriting. I can only imagine that the Garrison Keillor tour is quite a different tour than a normal band tour.
Yeah, it's totally different. I have... growing up in Nickel Creek, we did a whole lot of touring, a ton of touring, and then I've also been opening as the last year and a half. This record came out about a year and a half ago, almost, and so I've been opening for other people, and I've been touring in their buses, and I've been following their buses with rental Ford Tauruses, and you know, and doing all kinds of stuff, and I've never done anything like this. It's such a a great group of people and a really diverse show. It's been amazing to see how Garrison puts the show together every night using all the different tools that A Prairie Home Companion has. It's got, you know, the sketches and the bits and the sponsors and the songs and the stories, and it's been really interesting.
So how do you fit in musically? You're probably playing with different musicians than you normally have on tour, I presume.
Well, yeah, on tour, but the guys' all-star shoe band is the house band, and so they're out. And I know those guys. I've been lucky enough to be on the radio show, Prairie Home Companion, seven or eight times over the last couple of years. And so I've gotten to play with those guys a lot and get to know them a little bit, though not nearly as well as I have recently. The last couple of weeks we've been on tour. But they're really great musicians and so flexible and versatile, and they're great to play with.
Well, let's dive into a little bit of music right
now. All right. Well, this is a song that the theme for Summer Love is a lot of songs about relationships and mostly really positive. It's a really positive show. With just a little bit of dark in there. But this is a song about friendship, so it doesn't get played on the show as much. My friend is worn and torn. He's badly wounded. I don't know what he really needs. But bring hope to his heart, relief to his mind. Bring hope to his heart, relief to his mind. Thank you.
relief to his mind, bring hope to his heart, relief to his mind.
Sarah Watkins live on Fresh Tracks here on KLCC. She will be part of the Summer Love Prairie Home Companion Tour with Garrison Keillor tonight at the Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene. Now, for someone who is not familiar with your music, Sarah, they may not know exactly how literal you were being when you said in that last segment that you grew up in Nickel Creek as someone who is still in your late 20s, having played in a band almost 20 years, I would say. How old were you when you began playing in Nickel Creek?
I was eight.
Eight.
But it was just a kid's band with not so high aspirations. We just kind of went, you know, month to month and played local festivals and, you know, local museum openings and street fairs. And with enough local opportunities to play, you know, at open mics and whatnot, that it stayed interesting because we got to perform a lot. And I don't really remember thinking too hard about it. It was just, like I said, month to month, we're like, yeah, it's cool. So next month we can play, we can do that. Awesome. That's great. You know, wow, we can still do that. And quitting, we never really thought about it, but I think, because it was just what we did. It fell in really naturally. And our parents got along really well. And Chris's dad, the mandolin player, who's now in Punch Brothers, his dad played bass with us for the longest time, for 11 years. And then when we started touring more, we started playing with different bass players. But we were together for, I think I was 18, so we were together for 10 years before the first record that came out on Sugar Hill, which Alison Krauss produced. We worked together for 10 years before that happened. And it was awesome. I'm so happy to have grown up with that.
It is a remarkable blessing to have a past like that and to be surrounded by such incredible musical talents at such an early age. I would think that after 20 years in a single band and having that experience go back into childhood, that going off on a solo career would both be a place of vulnerability and a place of opportunity to do new musical things. I'm wondering what that experience has been like.
Yeah, it's been really, as you said, sort of scary at first. Because I kind of feel like I went to school for those 18 years and then, okay, now it's time to prove what I learned kind of thing, you know, like get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really, I feel a new pride of ownership over my career now because the way things happened in that band, with a group that's that close, like Sean and Chris and I were doing during the whole thing together, during the whole process, it has this own momentum. At least we feel this momentum within ourselves because, you know, we pick up the slack for each other, there's always an optimist. There's always, you know, someone who's being skeptical of business decisions or whatever it is, and all of a sudden to face all of that by yourself. It's a little overwhelming at first, like, whoa, but who's gonna pick up the slack when I'm not feeling like it, you know, and who's gonna help make the tough calls when I'm not sure, and I've got a great group of friends around me, and Sean and Chris and I are still close, and so it's really great to be able to watch each other and see each other go over those decisions and make those career choices on our own and support each other. And Sean's in a couple of bands, Punch Brothers and Fiction Family. I mean, WPA and Fiction Family. And Chris is in Punch Brothers and doing a bunch of solo stuff. And it's really exciting to see what everyone's little brains do when they're not in the confines of Nickel Creek.
And we're talking about Sean Watkins, Sarah's brother, and Chris Deely on the mandolin. Mm-hmm. And what a great trio Nickel Creek has been. And moving on musically now, What have you done differently in your solo career that you didn't feel like you had the chance to do in Nickel Creek? Nickel Creek was such a diverse band that there didn't seem to be that many limits musically, but still, has your music changed since stepping out solo?
It has to have changed because it's a completely different group of people now, but I never felt limited in that band. If nothing else, if anything, I felt pushed all the time to try and stay on top of things and challenged by all the writing that the guys did. I didn't write a whole lot during Nickel Creek. I was just starting to figure out how to communicate in song form, really. And in the last couple of years of the band, I started writing some songs that we adopted. And, one of those songs got on the last record. But most of the writing that I have become reasonably happy with happened in the last couple of years of the band. And I think a lot of that was just, at that same time, I was playing out in L.A. a whole lot, in different venues. Like, my brother and I have this thing called the Watkins Family Hour, and that became an outlet outside of the band. So when Nickel Creek was off tour, we would just do this thing. And it was a let your hair down, kind of play your favorite songs. You've written half a song and need a way to figure it out and flesh it out so you can just play these songs live. And that flexibility and that friendly open-endedness was really a great and very necessary opportunity for me to flesh out ideas and meet a whole slew of new musicians in LA who have been on the record. And so a lot of those guys have come on tour with me. And you know, when you have a different kind of instrumentation and different musicians and their musical personalities, when you're thinking about those people, different songs appeal to you, different musical options. Like, I play a bunch of songs. A lot of times I've been touring with a drummer, which has been a really great experience and a great experiment. It's been a huge eye-opener in terms of figuring out just my individual musicality and what I want out of songs, what kind of songs I want to sing, what kind of songs I want to write, and focusing on that is something that's definitely needed for me to develop as a songwriter.
Well, let's hear another song.
Great. This is a John Hartford song that I learned because I was doing some solo shows. Gonna pack up some of these empties here just as soon as we know where they lay. Tying off of them jolly and leaving lines on a long, hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long, hot summer day. For supper today, it'll be chicken consomme and a fruit jar full of iced tea on a long, hot summer day. For every day I work on the Illinois River, get half a day off with pay. On a towboat, building up barges on a long, hot summer day. Beardstown when we come down yesterday. I'm gonna get on off at Alton on a long, hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long, hot summer day.
For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long, hot summer day.
Sarah Watkins live on Fresh Tracks on KLCC with a song that John Hartford wrote that appears on Sarah's self-titled solo release on Nonesuch Records. Sarah Watkins live tonight as part of Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion Summer Love Tour at the Cuthbert Amphitheater. That solo CD on which that song appears was produced by John Paul Jones, Led Zeppelin bassist. Now, to some people, that might not seem like a very natural connection because Led Zeppelin... perhaps a different band than your solo work or Nickel Creek, but there is a musical connection in his background, I would say. Can you talk about how that collaboration came in?
Yeah, well, I've known him over the years. He's a mandolin player, and he played a bunch of mandolin on Zepp stuff, actually.
Going to California.
And other stuff, and of course, Oregon. He's all over all that Zepp stuff. And not only that, but he's just a big folk and roots music guy. He loves all of that. And I've seen him at bluegrass festivals over the years. And he's just a lover of music. When he was in the studio, it made so much sense. And as we were talking about before we went into the studios, we were talking about the songs. I was sending him demos. I was trying to update him with the people that I'd been playing with and what I was envisioning for the songs. And very quickly, we got on the same path, the same wavelength, and had a very similar vision for the record. And he made me feel like $1 million. He never made me question my own abilities. He having him in the studio, it was really interesting because he would allow the musicians, he gave them the credibility to make their own decisions, get in their own rhythm. When you're doing a song live, a lot of times when you're tracking a song, there's producers will chime in with all kinds of comments. You know, you make one pass and everyone's still getting comfortable, but still the producer will be like, well, I think you're being too busy there on the bridge. I think you need to come in more here with the piano. And he didn't say anything for like the first four or five passes. And everyone was just kind of waiting there to see what he would chime in on, what he would think, you know, what would John Paul Jones think of this? And then after like 20 minutes, I remember Greg Lease, the pedal steel player, was just like, Pete, what are you doing on the drums and the bridge? I think I'm stepping on you. And yeah, I had a question about this. And so everyone started talking to each other. And the point being that John Paul Jones gave this really, really welcoming presence to just musicians participating and communicating and them becoming a band in that room rather than hired guns. And it's really rare to see that I have found, you know, in producers. And he was a really, I couldn't imagine anybody else better to produce that record.
That was Pete Thomas that Sarah was referring to from Elvis Costello and the Attractions on drums. The rest of the band, quite an amazing collection of players on that record. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Ben Montench from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Tim O'Brien, fabulous multi-instrumentalist. How much was it John Paul Jones and how much was it you bringing those particular players into the project?
Well, unbelievably enough, everyone on the record is someone who I've played with in some capacity in the past and who means a lot to me. Tim is one of my favorite musicians. All those guys in L.A. I've gotten to play with through the Family Hour and WPA and different bands. So it felt very homey to me because I didn't feel like there are all these strangers there trying to play my songs and not trying to play my songs, but, you know, learning the songs for the record. It felt like people who actually, you know, we were very comfortable together. It certainly did not hurt to have John there as an extra inspiration to make sure their schedules worked with ours. You know, I don't think anybody turned down that session. And John was a really he got us we got to work in a really nice studio, and there was definite benefits to his name, but he's really smart and he doesn't throw his weight around unnecessarily. He doesn't need that for his ego. And it was all about, you know, what I wanted, and we know a lot of the same people from the bluegrass scene, like Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings and Tim and Ronnie McCurry and all these people. He knows very well as well. And he so it felt like a good group of people. They just happen to all be rock stars in their own way. And I was very, very fortunate.
There was another musical reference in I want to talk about for just a brief moment there. WPA, or Works Progress Administration, another band of several hot players in which Sarah has been a participant, along with Glenn Phillips from Toad the Wet Sprocket and your brother Sean, and quite a number of people putting out at least one record so far. That seems like, is that a project or an ongoing concern, that band? Or do we know?
No, I think they're going to make another record. It's mostly Sean and Glenn. Mm-hmm. It's their band. And they've been touring as a 4 and 5 piece, like a 5 piece mostly. And I'm on the record, as is Ben Montench and Greg Lease and a bunch of others, Pete and Davey from the Elvis Costello's band. But they've been touring and doing pretty well. I think there have been some scheduling problems, so they haven't gotten to go out as much this year as they wanted to. But it's a really good band, great songwriting, and I really hope that they do another record, and if so, that I get to be on it. It's really fun.
It's a wonderful record.
Yeah.
As is your solo record, and as are all the Nickel Creek records. Sarah Watkins live tonight.
Good man. Yeah.
Got to be democratic and even-handed, right? Live tonight at the Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene as part of Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion Summer Love Tour. This is Fresh Tracks here on KLCC. I'm Eric Allen with Sarah Watkins. Let's hear another song.
All right. This is the last song on my record.
When my face is not the face you want to see every day, and my hand is not the hand you want to hold when you're afraid, when my thoughts no longer comfort you and my heart no longer moves you, when my voice no longer soothes you, where will you be? When the world that we made is nothing but a drone, and your head on my breast doesn't feel like home, when my thoughts no longer comfort you and my heart no longer moves you, when my voice no longer soothes you, where will you be? My heart no longer moves you.
Sarah Watkins live here on Fresh Tracks on KLCC in advance of her performance tonight with Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion Summer Love Tour at the Cuthbert Amphitheater. Thank you so much for coming in to join us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's wonderful to hear you play and wonderful. We look forward to hearing you play in solo and other contexts. And I hesitate to ask the question before you go, but I know every Nickel Creek fan wants me to ask this question. Will you be playing together again as a band, or do you know?
As a band is a good clarification, because we do play together quite mm-hmm. often and find ourselves on stage together when we're in the same town. But we don't know. We don't know. Honestly, we always said that we wanted to play. We would only stay a band as long as it was fun, and as soon as it became distracting or not quite as fun, we would put it on the shelf, and that's exactly what we did. And I think if the timing works out and if everyone is in the place and has we have the material and we feel like making it another go, we are all very open to that. But the timing has to be right, and we have to all be in the place where we feel like, okay, cool, I feel like I've got a little chunk of this thing, now I'm ready to go back to Nickel Creek. And if that happens, then it'll happen. But we're not trying, we don't want to put any promises, because who knows, you know, in 3-4 years if we'll still be wanting to do that. But you never know. We'll let you know when we find out.
Absolutely. You never know, indeed. And you never want to make any promises like that. But my personal bet is it's so deep in your blood that 3 or 4 years from now, you'll be back on the road together and having a great time.
That would be great.
And all I know for the moment is you are here solo in another great band context with Garrison Keillor tonight at the Cuthbert Amphitheater. Yeah. Thank you again so much for coming in. We're going to continue Fresh Tracks here on KLCC with the lead track from Sarah's solo CD.
Awesome.
Here's a song called All This Time.